and sit down.
Good evening, everyone! Welcome back once again to Vicious Rants, and of course I am your host, Mr. Main Event himself, the often imitated, never duplicated superstar, Tim Vicious, and we're gonna go to Robson Woods in Columbus, Ohio. And I gotta tell you, this was a decent show. I dug it, and this ain't something considering we just came off of a stellar weekend with, and contrary to popular belief, yes, despite the fact that I'm doing a show about WWE and Raw, mostly, I do watch other wrestling, folks. AEW Dynasty put on a good show. Bryan Danielson with Will Ospreay, Swerve Strickland. You know, it's... The Rock said it best. This is... Wrestling is cool again. Now, to all us wrestling fans, we all look at it like, well, wrestling's always been cool. Okay, and that's all well and good. However, comma... Wrestling is cool again in the aspect of it's cool in the pop culture world. Like, we're no longer... We're not being looked at like a third-class citizen. Like, oh, ew, you're a wrestling fan? Get away from me. No, we're like, oh, you like that wrestling stuff? All right, cool. Hey, think you'd show me something about it? We're getting looked at like that. And not only that, you got people that are mainstream stars that watch the stuff, that are there seeing the stuff, that are participating in it. You know, I still think it's wild on how, rewind the clock about a good, maybe 5 or 7 years ago, there was a picture floating around on the interwebs of Sofia Varga at a PWG show out in LA. This is a great time to be a wrestling fan. Enjoy it. Yep. So, now that I'm done going off of that diatribe, let's switch gears and talk about last week via the SmackDown Rewind and the big highlight. Well, actually, I'm sorry, before we get into SmackDown, I do want to address the other thing with my producer, Wade. He did just hold up the cue card. Thank you, Wade. That, unfortunately, like, before last week's SmackDown aired, WWE did officially announce they did some talent cuts. It was Indusheer, Jinder Mahal, Veer, and Sangha, Xia Li, Zion Quinn, and earlier, as of today, as of the day of this recording, they also just let go, one of the NXT talents, and Von Wagner. So, yeah. I am always sad when... It always sucks to hear when a talent's cut. You know? But... It's... In some ways, I don't try to look at it in a negative aspect. Because I'm a firm believer of everything, good and bad, happens for some odd reason, some way, shape, or form. You know? Chalk it up for a life experience. You know, Jinder Mahal, first time he got fired, he went out, remade himself and chiseled himself out of fucking granite. Came back and became world champion. And, you know, there is nothing doubt in my mind that says he could not do something like that again. If not in WWE, then in somewhere else. I could see him in a couple months from now challenging for the NWA World's title. You know? I could see him challenging for any number of world championships that people say, well, this is a big name title. But honestly, I hope for nothing but the best. So now that I've gone over that, now we're going to talk about the SmackDown Rewind. And the big highlights from SmackDown were, it started out with excuse me, that the number one contender match, I'm sorry, I've spaced out there for a minute, I apologize, folks. We had the winner of the number one contenders match. It was L.A. Knight, yeah, dummy, yeah, let me talk to you. Going up against Uncle Allen himself, AJ Styles. This was quick throwback to WrestleMania, and good God almighty, this did not disappoint. Oh, I loved it. This was a great match. I loved it. And AJ got the win, so at Backlash, it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles, and it's wild to think that that 20-something years ago, AJ Styles was defending the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship against Cody's dad in TNA. And now, Cody is defending the WWE World Championship against AJ Styles all these years later. It's just wild to think about. And not only that, folks, Eric Bischoff, I listened to a little snippet Eric Bischoff said about with this match coming up, and he hit the nail on the head. He said, this could very well be the first time you had two Georgia State wrestling champions going against each other for a WWE championship in a ring. So that right there is kind of cool also when you think about it, because I know there are some people that like to make notes on that kind of history stuff. So aside from that, there was also the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Eliminator, which the winners face Austin Theory and Grayson Waller for the tag titles, which they were presented new tag titles, and good God almighty, what's it the kids say nowadays? Mwah, chef's kiss. They were presented new titles, and oh, they are such a thing of beauty. They are like a good, the design of those titles are a throwback to the old WWF tag team title look, and it was so beautiful to see. I couldn't put it over enough. But the match had Legado del Fantasma, the New Catch Republic, Street Profits, and Authors of Pain. A lot of good action. I thought it was decent. Street Profits wound up getting a win, so we're going to be getting Profits and Theory and Waller at Backlash. Easy for me to say. We also had Solo talking about him and Tonga sending a message to Kevin Owens, and then you see Tonga throw Kevin Owens out from the entryway, and Kevin's is beaten up and bloodied. And when I say bloodied, I mean like not like a little fat, not like a fat lip or a cut on or a small cut on the nose. No. I mean like half of his face is freaking red, like blood red, not just like paint red. And I'm 99.999% sure that was stage blood, simply because of the fact of, for two reasons. One, WWE's blood policy putting it on camera. And two, and this is the more important part, so keen eye for detail, folks. You notice during that whole time, if you go back and watch it, you notice during that whole time, the officials, none of them gloved up when Kevin, because Kevin was all bloodied like that. Whereas, you know, anytime somebody gets a big cut like that and you see color, they, boom, reach for the gloves right away like you think they're getting ready to go and do an examination on someone. But not this time. Either way, they beat the holy hell out of Kevin Owens, send a message. Later on, you see Nick Aldis literally dragging Paulie Mann. Yo, come with me, I want you to see this. Take a look at this. Camera pans, you see a car smashed and wrecked into another, and you hear all the same. See that right there? That's Tama Tonga's rental car. You see the one that wrecked it, crashed into? That's Kevin Owens. So you know what? You're going to handle this. We're going to handle this. Next week, which would be this Friday coming up, we're going to have Tama Tonga going against Kevin Owens. So, yeah. I'm excited for that. Excuse me. Carlito had a match against Santos Escobar. This was a good match. I liked this one a lot. Santos wound up getting the win. And then we had the main event match for SmackDown was Bayley defending her women's championship against Naomi. This was a good match. Really nice. It ended with a schmoz finish with a flim flam where they're both fighting on the outside, and then Tiffany Stratton shows up out of nowhere, attacks both, so the ref throws the match out to a no contest, and the show ends with Tiffany doing a double prettiest moonsault ever right onto Naomi and Bayley. So 10 gets you 20, we're getting triple threat at Backlash, which I'm not even mad at, because that just sounds really good. So, with that said, now let's get into this week's show, Raw Columbus. It starts out with main event Jey Uso, coming out, addressing the crowd, talking about on how he's number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. He gone for Damian Priest, and then out comes Priest. Whoa, easy, Uso, easy. I'm here on peace. Now it's crazy to think about, but this time last year we were going to war with each other. Remember one night we went out, and I don't know if you remember this, but you kicked my ass something fierce. And then afterwards we went out, we went to the bar. I don't remember much of that night, and you just hear Jay mumble on in the mic. I took an Uber home that night. You said we're next in line. Well, I am now. You're just someone that the machine is feeding me. And Jay just like, oh, we going like that now. We going like that. Hold it. Crack the knuckles. Like, okay, time for me to shoot, cowboy. No. You see, you thinking that I'm being fed to you? Really? Nah. See, here's the thing. You're going to be getting fed to me. And come Backlash, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to become the new World Heavyweight Champion. And you're going to hear new World Champion, main event, Jey Uso. And if you all are down with that, give me a big ol' yeet. Yeet. And then you see JD McDonagh come out of nowhere, do an attack. And then you see Jay go to try and pop a super kick onto JD. He moves out the way and pops Priest by accident, and then Jay just looks like, oh. Well, I'm gonna leave y'all be. Deuces. And then just walks on out and gets on out of there. So you see later on, you see Priest looking at JD like he's ready to rip him a new one, like, I've had it with this fucking idiot. I swear to God, I'm going to put him through a wall. He's got that kind of a look on his face. So now we come to first match of the night. DIY going up against The Miz and R-Truth, the Awesome Truth, for the WWE Tag Team Championships. And this nice, good, solid action at the start with Miz and Truth leading. DIY leading into the commercial break. Now, I was a little worried at first because, like, a good 40 seconds before they went to commercial, you could see Tommaso Ciampa walking around limping, going gingerly on that knee, and then hopping up on the apron, doing, patting himself on the back like that, and you could just see Johnny Gargano, who's sitting next to him doing it, leaning over, looking at him like, you okay? And then the camera cuts. And all I could think during that time with commercial was, oh man, please don't tell me Ciampa's really hurt. We wind up coming back from commercial. We see Ciampa actually working the rest of the match, and nothing was even said or focused on about the knee. So I'm hoping maybe he just tweaked it, just needed to go easy on it, you know, put some ice on there, take it, maybe take one day off just to rest it a little, and then that's it. Now, as far as the match goes, like I said, DIY, they were leading in the commercial break. Miz and Truth, they were leading. They picked up the pace post-commercial break. Fuck, I can't talk right today. Damn it, Wade, why'd you fuck me up some way? I know you did it some way. They were leading, and DIY, they were putting up a fight through and through, but in the end, Miz and Truth got the win. They did their finish, skull-crushing Truth, onto Johnny Gargano, got the 1-2-3. Afterwards, Miz and Truth, they put their hands out for the code of honor. Johnny, he shakes them both, and Tommaso, he's just looking like, yeah, you know what, the hell with this, and then rolls on out. Okay, excuse me. Next up, we got tag action, Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci of Imperium going against New Day. Now, before this match came to be, we had a promo with Gunther coming out talking about on how, you know, most men would just sit on their laurels about the kind of reign that they had as Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. I held an outstanding record of 666 days as your champion, and I am not a man that will rest on my laurels, no. Each day I held that title, I raised the bars on that championship to a whole new level. I dare anyone to try and challenge me in regards to that, but now I have my eyes set on a higher prize. I am now officially declaring myself to be entered into the King of the Ring tournament, which is going to be the Saudi show coming up. So then after he does that, then we get interrupted by the New Day, and you just hear Xavier Woods, oh, whoa, 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 honey, you cannot get to go and challenge for the King of the Ring. Not while I'm still king. Do you know what that makes you, trying to challenge me for as the king? A usurper. A traitor. You are not a challenger. You're a thief. An attempted thief. And you want to talk about on how bad you are. Well, where you go, Gunther, at? And which then they started turning into a little bit of a trap beat. Where you go, Gunther, at? Where you go? Where you go, Gunther, at? Where you go? Which, not going to lie, I may wind up putting that as my ringtone for my phone. But either way, then it wound up being made into a tag match with both teams. And Imperium, they were leading with Kofi being the punching bag, man. It was just, ooh, damn. Are they going to let Woods get any kind of ring action in? Ugh. Woods wound up eventually coming in, getting a hot tag. Excuse me. Getting a hot tag in. Match was good. It was decent. New Day wound up getting the win, doing the midnight hour on the Giovanni Vinci. Afterwards, you just see Gunther, who was sitting by the commentator, stand up. Look over at Ludwig Kaiser, who was leaning up against the announcer table. And he just gives him this look of like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. And then walks off. Kaiser then walks in, slides into the ring, goes, helps Gio up. Like, you alright? You alright? Alright, come on. Come on, let's get you to the back, man. Helps him out, gets him, and then gets him. Next thing you know, boom! Hits him, starts going after him, goes ballistic. Throws him, beats him, smashes his head and his face up against anything and everything he can get his hands on. And then the officials, they pull him apart. And then he goes all the way about halfway up the entry ramp. And then runs back down and then does that running drop kick like he did to Kofi a couple months back. And just, oh, damn, that was nasty. So, yeah, afterwards you see Ludwig go, walk away, brush it off like it was nothing, gets into the gorilla, looks at Gunther, message has been sent. And just leaves it at that. So, yeah. Okay, penalty. There are failures lead to penalties. So noted. Next up, we got a match. Sheamus going against Nakamura. Now, before this match came to be, Drew McIntyre came out and he was cutting a promo. Again, insulting on how CM Punk cost him his World Heavyweight Championship. And not just that, his number one contendership match for it. And then Sheamus came out. Jimmy came on out. Like, Drew, what the hell's going on with you, man? Can't you see all these problems that keep happening around you? It's all because of you. You're blaming CM Punk for your title. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, he is. You know what that means? A one-armed CM Punk just kicked your ass. Like, oh, he just went there. Excuse me. And it's like, no, listen, man. And Jimmy was pretty much hitting it on the head, like, listen, dude, all these problems, it's not someone else's fault. It's your fault because of your mindset, your attitude, the way you're carrying yourself. Fucking fix yourself and you'll get back to where you were. And then Drew winds up going, getting on him, like, you want to talk about problems? Let's talk about you. While I'm out here going and fighting day in and day out, and putting on banger after banger after banger, you're over here looking like you're going for burger after burger after burger after burger. And then Sheamus, he hit the nail on the head. You see, the difference between you and me, though, I can lose the weight. You'll still be a loser. Ooh. So we dipping back from the pandemic lockdown era, where we getting Sheamus and Drew again. Ooh, we gonna be eating good, folks. Cause for those who may not have heard this reference before, you got an angry muscle-bound Irishman fighting an angry muscle-bound Scotsman. This is definitely gonna be fun because all you need now is the marching music to The Quiet Man. And I'm talking the John Wayne movie, The Quiet Man. For those that know that movie and know the song, know the scene I'm talking about, yeah. Know what I'm talking about? If you know what I'm talking about, you're my kind of people. But yeah, it's gonna be like that. So Sheamus winds up cutting all that stuff to Drew, and then after that, Nakamura's music comes out, and then we get this match. Sheamus versus Nakamura. This was a damn good match. I really liked it. Especially, the part that got me more than anything was when Nakamura had Sheamus in the corner. He hit him with the good vibrations. Blah, 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 blah. Hitting him with the kicks and the strikes, and you just see Sheamus down on the ground, looking at him. And Nakamura doing his song, come on! And you just hear Sheamus, come on! Like, you just woke up the angry Irishman in him. You did not want to do that. And then it proceeded to go it just as I thought it would. Solid match, really good. I enjoyed it. Sheamus giving just as good as he got with shot for shot punches and all that. Sheamus wound up getting the win, popping a bro kick out of nowhere, getting a 1-2-3. So next up, we got Ricochet and Andrade going up against JD McDonagh and Santos Escobar. And it's Santos because Dominic, he's got his arm in a sling and he said he's medically not cleared to fight tonight. So Santos offered to cash in an IOU for him, to fill in for him, and he cleared it with Pierce and Aldis to make sure it's okay. And they're like, all right, just get the, and Priest is looking like, just get the damn job done. I'm tired of shit getting handled the way it's been. Just get it done. So, yeah. As far as this match went, really nice pace. I dug it, and not gonna lie, part of me kind of popped a little at the idea of you got Ricochet and Santos in the ring at the same time. For anyone that was ever a fan of Lucha Underground, that would mean we had King Cuerno, who was my favorite character on the show, that was Santos, going up against Prince Puma, who was Ricochet. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. But this was a decent match. I thought it was good. Ricochet, he was the punching bag. Andrade got the hot tag in. When he got the hot tag in, he started doing good, cleaned up house. You know, he wound up getting a win, doing the leg drop maneuver on the JD McDonagh, the end. Afterwards, Priest came out, cleared out everyone, beat the crap out of everyone, and then went to Dominic, started yelling at him in Spanish. You'd hear JD looking at him like, what'd he say? And roughly translating, I don't remember it word for word, so paraphrasing this, mind you, saying, I handle my own business. So now we come to main event match of the night. It was the Women's Battle Royal to determine the new number one, Women's World Heavyweight Champion. So, right at the start, everyone targeted Nia Jax and Piper Niven, which that was clever, and then they both cleared off everyone that was bombarding them, and then they just looked at each other and locked horns like, okay, this two big badass women that are, I'm gonna need to see fight sometime soon. So I'm all for that. And yeah, so that's pretty cool. Now, it was very much so like you would expect, but a battle royal, a lot of mayhem ensued. Big highlight was at one point, Piper was fighting Becky Lynch on the outside, legally, I might add, because Piper got eliminated, but Becky got drug out from under the ropes. And the first thing that popped in my mind was, Drew's getting pissed off at Sheamus, Piper's getting pissed off at Becky. Man, what is it with the Scots having an issue with the Irish tonight? Damn. For everyone else's sake, I hope Nikki Cross isn't mad at anyone. I hope Nikki Cross isn't mad at Big Damo. But, yeah. Then Nia, she was out of the ring again, legally. Started fighting and did a Samoan drop, doing a Samoan drop to Becky onto the table that Piper was knocked out on. And then she powerbombed Becky onto the table, took her out for a good bit of it, to where it was for a good while down until the last three was Nia Jax, Liv Morgan, and Becky Lynch. Liv and Nia, they were working together for a short little bit to take, or Liv and Becky, I should say, were working for a little bit to take Nia out. And then eventually they did, afterwards they started going at each other. The match ended on the apron where they were both trying to throw each other off of it like crazy. And then it ended with Becky doing the manhandle slam onto the apron and Liv just, boom, roll over. Oh, thank the gods. Your winner and new WWE Women's World Heavyweight Champion, the man, Becky Lynch. Oh, thank the gods. Because honestly, I could not, and I mean this in the most respectful way possible, but I could not stand hearing the Liv Morgan fangirl screaming like that over the win. Just, ugh. She's a great performer, it's just her fan base just drives me up a wall. It's like nails, they're like nails on a chalkboard to me. But after Becky won, she got the titles, celebrating, and ended with her celebrating in the crowd with the fans, being the man, she's man of the people. So celebrate with the people. Makes sense, damn it. So, yeah, can't argue on that. So with that said, folks, that's it for this week's show. So Please, if you're watching this on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel, go back, watch some of the other episodes. If you're listening to this on Spotify, follow the channel. Leave a 5-star review if you feel like it's worth it, if you feel like this show is worth it. Go into the Q&A box down there where it says what you think of it and leave a comment. Tell me what you think, good or bad. I can't improve without your feedback. So please, I'm asking you to help me. How many other shows do you hear a host say that to their listeners? So with that said, also, thank you. Please make sure you check out whatamaneuver.net for some Vicious Rants apparel. If you're looking at the video, you can see I'm wearing the Vicious Rants tank, which is perfect for the warm weather. We also have t-shirts, long sleeves, women's tees, toddler tees, and baby onesies. So make sure y'all check them out too. Thank you to contributor of the show, LFC Lingerie Fighting Championship. There are a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of MMA, and a whole lot of attractive women wearing a little bit of nothing.
Thank you.
Also, folks, don't forget to check out these cool-ass cats right on the Twitter, DSB_IV, MainEvent_net, the Main Event Wrestling Network Twitter account, Sergeant Curry Pants, 3 Count Thursday, D-Dryer 1986. Look for me on the Twitter at Tim Vicious, also on that Blue Sky and Threads John is Tim Vicious as well. And folks,
shut up and sit down.
Like I always tell y'all, if you love me, great, you hate me, fuck you.